Well, we're joined by the victorious head coach of the Drake Bulldogs, Ben McCollum. They win it tonight in overtime 73-70 over Kansas State, knocking off their third Power Conference team of the young season. And first of all, Ben, congratulations. Maybe 2 months ago, did you think, yeah, early on we'll be 10-0 and have knocked off three Power Conference teams before Christmas?
Yeah, I don't think I really thought about it necessarily. You know, I think we're just so process focused that we don't really pay attention necessarily to all the, you know, like, hey, we're going to win this game, we're going to lose that game. But I think from an external standpoint, if you would have said that we would start like that, I think a lot of people would probably say no. But, you know, those kids have won a lot of games in their career. So, you know, they know how to win. They know how to finish games. They know how to win tough games. And they did that tonight.
You've been doing this a long time, so I don't think that things overwhelm you. But that environment, that arena, that team, it had to be special because you have so many kids from the Kansas City area.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we're grateful for K-State that would actually schedule us, you know, because a lot of teams won't play mid-majors at that level. They just won't do it. And we really appreciate them playing us. And obviously we love the environment, and their fans were awesome. And the game was awesome. It was just a fun environment. And obviously we're fortunate enough to win the game.
You guys break out so strongly early. I think it was 11-0 early. Then you guys were up 20 in the first half, and that first half by Mitch Mascari was pretty special.
Yeah. You know, we got them in rotation quite a bit, and then obviously we hit shots, but then they switched up their defense and essentially just face guarded some of our guys and made it a little more difficult, and we couldn't get them in rotation like we want to. And we just have to work on that, which we will, but we held in there defensively and were able to win the game.
Bennett Sturts, there were times you were talking about the face guarding. There were times when in the second half, maybe you were trying to give him a play or two off to just keep his legs going, but you just kind of hide him in the corner and go 4-4 for a while. What were you thinking during those time periods?
I think that was probably more him resting than it was me wanting him to rest. My guess is he couldn't get the ball. I mean, he's probably face guarded, and it just made it difficult. But no, we want him to have the ball. And then, you know, late in the game, we just were like, let's just go one-on-one. Let's not deal with all this. And so it seemed to work out in our favor. So high level coaching right there. Give the ball to, you know, a really good player and get out of his way. Pretty simple deal.
He gets 8 points in the overtime, and obviously including the 3-point winner. Just talk about what makes him tick. I mean, the guy obviously in that overtime period just decided, well, I have to go win this game.
He's just got a lot of fight to him. You know, I think he's developed that over the years. I think when he came in as a freshman, it wasn't necessarily like that. You know, he was a good player, but still learning how to fight. And I think, you know, there's about the 6-minute mark, he decided that we weren't going to lose that game. And, you know, he made darn sure that we didn't lose it. And he did a great job of closing it out and hitting tough shots. And, you know, defensively was fantastic. Just a really special performance.
Yeah, jumped the route on a couple of passes, created offense out of defense. And I wanted to ask you about the defense. They get one field goal. The Wildcats get one field goal over the last 9:33 of regulation into overtime. I know you guys hang your hat on the defensive end quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously try to keep it out of the paint. And they must have been to the free throw line a bunch, which we try not to do that either. But I'd have to go back and watch it, but it's just a toughness thing. It's a pride thing when you're that exhausted. Like, can you give that extra effort defensively to be able to get that stop and hang in there? And I didn't realize they hadn't scored a field goal in that last whatever length. But a really good performance by our kids.
Yeah, they just kept staying stout. I mean, your young guys, well, I mean, they're not young in terms of college age, but your guys, they just refused to go away. There were several times in that game when the crowd was the way they were, Kansas State was playing the way they were. It would have been easy for a team from the Missouri Valley Conference against a Big 12 team to kind of wilt and say, okay, well, we played well, but they're going to beat us now. And your guys just refused that kind of mentality. And I know that part of your mantra over there is enforcing your will on other people.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have five guys that want to do that. And we had five guys that wanted to fight and wanted to wanted to compete even though we're exhausted. And that's part of winning, you know, is outlast your opponent, and you want to take their best shot. And I thought we did. And we were able to come out of there with a win, which again, we're very fortunate to be able to do that.
You talked about Kansas State and Coach Tang being willing to play you guys. It takes a unique player, a coach, and program to be willing to do that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and there's not a lot to do. You know, see, a lot of these schools will play, you know, 300 and above in the net and KenPom, which I understand why they would do that, because it does kind of cheat the net, essentially. But, you know, he chose to play a tough, you know, mid-major. And again, we really appreciate that opportunity, and he didn't have to do that. And, so it is a fun environment, and we're very fortunate again to be able to play in it.
What's next for you guys? How much time do they get to rest and recuperate and then get ready for the next one?
Oh, golly. I don't know how much. I think I'm the one that needs to rest. No, it was, I think they have, what's tomorrow? I'll probably have a day off, and then we'll get back on the floor and get ready for Green Bay.
When final thoughts, Ben, you guys, obviously it's real easy to look now and say, wow, 10-0, everything's amazing. What are the things you're still hoping to improve on?
You know, just everything offensively, defensively, just continuing to get better and really trying to develop a little more depth than what we have right now. We just don't have a lot of depth. We need to get some, and we need to find guys that are ready to play. And, you know, hopefully we'll do that within this next week.
It's Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Drake Bulldogs. They're 10-0, one of five undefeated teams in NCAA basketball right now. They've knocked off three power conference teams this season. Ben, thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Ben. Happy holidays. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, sir. Same to you.